Blog Talk Radio.
Let there be light in my life. Let there be roads to eternity. Let it cast aside the darkness that's surrounding me. Let me roam free like the spirit I was meant to be. Let there be light in my life. Let me know eternal peace. Let the waves upon this ocean sweep me off my feet. Let my heart fill with the silence of the open sea.
Hi, good evening, everyone, if you're on the East Coast here. Good afternoon if you're on the West Coast or in other parts of the U.S. Or in Canada as well. That's where our reach is at the moment, Canada and the United States. So I'd like to welcome you today to my show, Stepping Into Your Light, Transforming Your Life. And today's show... I hope that I can get everything in on today's show because I have a lot that I really would like to cover. First of all, I'm going to say if you would like to call in, the call-in number is 818-691-7313. I am also in the chat room if you would like to join me in the chat room as well. And just a quick splash here for our introductory music. You were listening to Kev Rowe. He's a great artist out of New York, and you can find his music on his website, kevrowebandcamp.com. That's kevrowebandcamp.com, kevrowebandcamp.com. So I love his stuff, so please feel free to check that out. So today's show is it's a lengthy and an interesting one. And it's about empowerment. It's also about, getting to your true nature of being in an empowered state, and how do we do that? Part of the conversation today I'm going to talk about is hunger. And so many of us are hungry in a sense of not being spiritually fulfilled or fulfilled in love relationships and our connections in the world. And I'd like to share with you a quote from Dr. Robin Smith's book that really struck me very profoundly. And this is, "I am hungry for real love, not crumbs I try to call a meal. I am hungry for a relationship where respect is the cornerstone of connection. I am hungry to be in relationship that doesn't require me to dim my bright light in order for me to be offered a seat at the table. I am hungry to have my gifts and talents truly appreciated by those I work with. I am hungry not to need to dumb myself down so others feel smart. I am hungry to be beautiful and sexy and not a Barbie doll for a man. I am hungry to have a partner who doesn't feel like a predator. I am hungry for passion and great sex that is worthy of my mind, body, and spirit. I am hungry not to have to play small when my spirit and dreams are big. I am hungry to be brave and not to let fear drive my light. I am hungry for an undivided soul, life, love, and relationship. I am hungry to know that I am loved and irrevocably a child of God. I am hungry to be me." And again, that was from Dr. Robin Smith, and that is out of her new book, Hungry. So you may want to check out the book. It's just brilliant, brilliant book, and you can actually find her on Hay House Radio as well. So let's just breathe that in for a minute. How does that resonate with you? Are there places in your life where you're hungry? And perhaps those places, in those places, you're turning to food, trying to fill that hunger, not realizing that the hunger is actually not for food. That can be a big one for a lot of us. Do you go to the refrigerator and stand there and say, oh, I want something to eat, but I don't know what it is? And then go back a half an hour later and open the door again, and knowing that the same food is in there that was there a half an hour earlier, but yet you stand there looking at the food, longing for something because you're feeling hunger. So you're feeling hunger in your heart, but you're feeling hunger in relationships. Where is it in your life that you're feeling unfulfilled? There's, so many of us feel unfulfilled in many places in our lives and at different times in our lives. And for those of you who have felt this way in the past, you can relate to this. And for those of you who are feeling this way now, you can certainly relate to it. So I hope today's chat helps you to be able to open yourself up to maybe realize what it is that you're hungry for. And also, I'd like to give you permission to shine your light. I'd like to give you permission to stand tall. I'd like to give you permission to know that you are fabulous wherever you are in your life. So many of us play the blame game when things haven't seemed to turn to have worked out the way that we thought perhaps our lives would. Maybe the marriage fell apart. Perhaps your family is disconnected. You may have children who are no longer in touch with you, or brothers and sisters, siblings. You know, so many families have these problems. You're not alone. It's really, really a common thing. So what I urge you to do is, if you have a family that's shattered, I really believe in creating a support system or creating a family. People who can really support you in a positive way. It's so important to make this journey and have people around you who are kind, who are loving, safe, and wise. When you can't be, because we all experience times in our lives where maybe we're confused, you may have gone or going through a depression, when you have tremendous loss in your life. It can be financial loss, or it can be personal loss, as far as losing loved ones and so forth. We all experience these sort of things, most of us at some time of our life, particularly losing loved ones. So it's important to create your own community or your own village who, when in those times, they can be wise for you and they can be kind and they can be compassionate when you can't show up for yourself, when you are emotionally hijacked and you just can't show that love to yourself. It's really, really important to reach out to your community or to your village. So if you find yourself in a place where you feel like you have no one that you can reach out to, there are so many resources out available, especially on the internet, because obviously if you're listening to me today, then you have internet connection. I suggest that you start with things like listening to Hay House Radio. There are some fabulous, fabulous authors, speakers, teachers on Hay House Radio. And if you don't have a community that you can pick up the phone and call, then listen to Hay House Radio, and those shows will start helping you feel better about you. They'll give you a lot of tools perhaps that you don't have. And you can also call into those shows as well and speak to hosts. I call in all the time, and I've had the blessings of speaking to Sonia Chiquette and Denise Lynn and Colette Baron-Reed when she's on, and I've spoken to Robert Holden and Brian Weissman. Darren Weissman. I've spoken to so many of them, and they're just absolutely lovely and wonderful. So if you don't have a community that you can rely on right now in your present future, then start reaching out for a community. And affirm to the universe that I am now willing and I am now open to allowing my village and my community to come to me. Breathe that in for a second. Sometimes we just have to let the universe know that we're ready, and we also have to allow it to come in. If you say to the universe that you're ready for your village, but yet you keep the door closed, they'll be there waiting at the door for you, but they can't come in until you open the door. So I encourage you to open the door. And be sure with your community that you feel safe with the people who are in your community. For example, I've had experiences in the past where someone in my community very often spoke not so nicely about other people in her community, friends, so forth, as well as clients. And that was just not of the level of integrity that I like to live my life with and am comfortable with. So I had to step away from that relationship. And sometimes you have to do that, and that's okay. That is a healthy thing to do. So know what your level of integrity is. And perhaps there are places in your life where you may need to take a look at your level of integrity. For example, do you gossip? That is a pretty low vibration, you know? So that may be something that you want to think about and address and shift that behavior. Another thing that we tend to do to ourselves often is, we can be very critical of ourselves, and play the blame game. I haven't done enough for my children. We beat ourselves up about so many things. And you sort of berate yourself. And if you feel like you want to take out time for yourself, you say, oh, that would be greedy. Well, it's not greedy. It's the best thing that you can do, because then you'll be there to give more for others. You know, blaming yourself and not taking the time for yourself really depletes yourself more and more and more. So I'm going to give you a little tool here, again, from Dr. Robin. And she has this funny little thing, and this is a pledge that if a level of, it's for intervention. So when you are being brutal to yourself, when you're feeling critical or putting yourself down or berating yourself and you're feeling these hunger pains, she suggests that you call the 911 police. And now this is not the real 911, so please be aware of that. This is just a little mind game. So you turn yourself in to Officer Denial, and you turn yourself into Officer Shame, and you turn yourself into Officer Blame. And know that every time you call for this intervention, the punishment gets worse and worse, and your body, soul, spirit, sexuality, and entire being will be attacked for the sole purpose to beat your hunger pains down until they're not heard from again. Oh my gosh. That's pretty tough, isn't it? Well, how about instead, maybe, that you come from a place rather than tough love, but you come from a place of awakened love. Just breathe that in. So what does that mean, awakened love? Well, it means that you recognize when you're berating yourself or putting yourself down. And you say, oh, well, look at that. I'm being critical of myself here. And you be accountable about it, yet you offer yourself compassion. Compassion and love to yourself. So rather than saying, oh my God, I can't believe it, here I am doing this again, blah, 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 and the record goes on and on. Stop the record and say, oh, well, there it is again. Interesting. So recognize it and then offer yourself a little love for recognizing it. And the more you get in the habit of doing that, the less and less you will be beating yourself up and going to that place of criticalness or going to that hunger place. And the better you get at this, you know, you may even be surprised that you find that you start to drop weight just naturally without dieting or anything. Another thing I recommend to be kind to yourself is get outdoors in nature. So many of us work in big office buildings. Some of you may be in cities or so forth. Take the time to get outside every day if you can, even if it's just for 5 minutes. Go out and be in the trees. If you're in the city, find a park. You know, wherever you can be close to nature, because that really brings you into the present moment, brings you back into being grounded. And take a minute and breathe when you're out in nature. And you can do this in your office as well. And come out of the head and into the heart. So stop covering up for being hard and harsh on yourself. Step out of that prison. Recognize it and say, well, you know, this is why I'm out and it's okay, but now I'm willing and ready to make a change. So we only have about 11 minutes left here. So before I run out of time and forget, I'd like to tell you how to find me. Of course, I'm on all the social media. If you would like to connect with me on Twitter, follow me on Twitter. I am twitter.com/CynthiaFontaine. My website is www.CynthiaFontaine.com. I also have another website, and that is alchemyoftheearth.com, and that is where you can find my line of all-natural bath and body products. And my Facebook page is, this one's a long one, facebook.com/pages/intuitive-medium-psychic-gifted-healer, animal communicator, inspirational teacher, Cynthia Fontaine. If you are not able to find my public page that way, then my personal page is facebook.com/CynthiaFontaine.142. I will let you know, however, that nothing happens on my private page and all the action is on my personal page. So if you want to see my posts, see what's going on, you know, check out, like my private, my personal page, I'm sorry, like my public page and subscribe to my newsfeed and you'll get what's going on. Now, I will be at an event next week, June 21st, at the USS Battleship Massachusetts in Fall River, Massachusetts. And this is a fundraiser for St. Vincent's Orphanage in Fall River, Massachusetts. And all of the proceeds from the event are going directly to their life skills program. So it's a great event. There are still tickets available. And there will be dinner, open bar for beer and wine, and great music. So if you want to come out, if you're local, have a good time, join me there. I would love to meet you. And if you would like, you're interested in that, you can contact Melissa Dick at 508-235-3228. And again, that is a fundraiser for St. Vincent's Orphanage in Fall River. There's going to be lots of great auction items. I'm donating baskets from Alchemy of the Earth, and I've also donated a group gallery reading. So if that's something you may be interested in, check that out. I would love to see you. Okay, I think that's all we need to do pretty much on the housekeeping. Oh, if you'd like to email me, my email is CynthiaFontaine@live.com. So it's best to message me through Facebook because I really get hundreds and hundreds of emails a day. And if you're not in my address book, sometimes I miss emails. Sometimes I even miss emails if you are in my address book because I just get so many. So let's get back a little bit to our topic today. So I'd like everybody now or in the future to take a breath. You know, breathing is so important. It can clear your head. It can change your energy level. And so many of us do not breathe enough or breathe deeply enough. So that's something I really, really, really like to see everybody do is breathe more and breathe more mindfully. Okay. So a little bit just about what's going on in astrologically right now, and we're about getting ready to move into Cancer in the next within the next week, and this is a time of big transition and feelings, and Black Lilith is bringing all that out now. So if you're finding that you have all these feelings that have been buried down deep coming out, you know, planetarily wise, this is probably a good reason for it. So now is the time to come out of your head and into your heart and take a look at those feelings and know whatever those feelings are, you're not in that place anymore. And, you know that you're a different person than wherever those feelings were buried from. I'd like to give you a couple of affirmations. And this one is from Stuart Smiley of Saturday Night Live. I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me. Well, how about that? How many of us have felt good enough? I know there's been times in my life where I haven't felt good enough. And I know we've all probably had those feelings as well. But know that you are good enough right where you are. Right where you are. Now is the time to find the roots of your happiness. And sometimes you have to get dirty. You have to dig in the soil to find those roots of happiness. What makes you happy? Ask yourself, what would make me live or feel vibrant and live a joyful life? You know, so many of us have this idea that we have to get other people's approval. But, you know, at the end of the day, there's only the approval of two people who are required to validate your authenticity, I have such a hard time with that word, on this earth, and that's yourself and your higher power. When you have that combination, when you have got your higher power in your pocket, and you know that you can count on you, it's a good day. You've got everything that you need in your toolbox to live the best life that you were born to create. You are worthy and deserving of being here on this planet. You know, it takes millions of sperm for one to get to the egg for you to be born. You have a great reason to be here. And even if that reason is just to smile at somebody in the supermarket, you never know whose day you're going to make better. Or even if it's for yourself, you know, smile at yourself in the mirror. If no one else smiles at you today, smile at yourself. So today, I'd like to set an intention, an intention wave, and I'd like all of you to do this as well, whether you're listening live or you're listening in the future. So let's create this intention wave and send this wave first to ourselves and visualize this wave, this beautiful wave, going out to your family, to your friends, to your community, and send this intention wave to the out to the planet. And we're going to fill this wave with love and compassion and understanding, knowing that we all, every single one of us, have been in difficult places, yet we have the power within to transform that, those difficult places, into the golden sands as the waves reach the shore. Just breathe that in for a moment. So again, imagine this wave of intention with the good intentions first, sending them to yourself, and then sending them out to your family and your community and to the planet. And breathe as you're doing this. And again, fill the wave with love, compassion, and understanding, knowing that you've been there, knowing that people are there now in those difficult places, and knowing when that wave lands on the beach, the golden sands are going to be there to greet you. So I'd like you to remember that. Think about that as you go through the rest of this week and next week until we meet again. That's just such a powerful and easy, quick meditation that you can do. You know, we get so many of us get bogged down in believing that if we don't sit on a cushion to meditate for, you know, an hour, 2 hours, hours a day, that we can't meditate at all. Yet, that simple exercise that we just did is a meditation. And it can shift your reality or your perspective in just those few seconds. So allow yourself to have those few seconds of meditation. And or it can be minutes or hours, whatever works best for you. But if you can only do a few seconds, then allow that to happen. So I would like to leave you with that thought about allowing yourself to be in the grace, in the presence of loving kindness for yourself and good intentions for yourself. And again, if you'd like to email me, I'm at CynthiaFontaine@live.com. And you can find me on Facebook, CynthiaFontaine.142. But please like my public page, because again, that's where all the activity happens. Follow me on Twitter at CynthiaFontaine, at CynthiaFontaine. And my website is www.CynthiaFontaine.com. So I would love to hear from you. I do have some availability, some appointments available, so if you would like to book a reading with me, please contact me, and I would be happy to do that. So I love you guys. Have a great weekend, and I'll see you next week.
Goodbye. Hello, clear blue sky. Never ending, reaching far beyond my dreams. Sun dances on my skin, night in the trees. Every light in my life, every road to eternity. Let me cast aside the darkness that's around me. Let me roll free like the spirit.